What's up, podcast fam? It's Tuesday, episode 15, the Dad and Griffin Pod. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
Got that early week Tuesday feeling going on.
Yeah.
Man, happy Tuesday.
You too.
Thanks. What'd you do today?
I did a lot of fun stuff. I got catching up on Words with Friends.
Oh, you're playing Words with Friends?
Yeah.
Or are you playing for Mom's Words and Friends?
I'm playing for Mom's.
Really?
Which I'm currently losing because of Mom.
Well, you're losing because of her?
Yeah, she plays.
Here we go, under the bus again. You're blaming Mom for losing at Words with Friends?
Well, we're kind of a team, but she mostly plays, so I'm assuming it's her. But I do some of it too.
Okay. Is there someone you consistently lose to?
No, that's Mom. I never play you.
Is there something you someone you consistently lose to?
No, Mom. That's right. Mom. She plays against you.
Anyway, I got my Masters green on. It's Tuesday of a very sad week. It's Masters week without
the Masters.
Without the Masters. Today would have been Tuesday practice round. I just don't know what to do, man. I need Masters in my life this week.
I remember when you said that your favorite commercial was the Masters commercial.
You're right. Imagine that.
It didn't come out this year.
No, I have to wait till November, which is how many months away?
Like
May,
three.
June, July, August, September, October, November. That's 7 more months. I've been waiting for 12 months. By the time it gets here, it will be 19 months until I've seen a Masters.
That's sad.
It's asking a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We need to address the elephant in the room. It's been a good streak without apologies and clarifications, but it's back. We're back. Apologies and clarifications.
Dun, dun, dun.
The peeps have been texting me and asking all day about the bleeps from yesterday's episode. Do you remember the bleeps?
Yeah.
You do.
The bleeps and peeps.
Yeah, peeps and bleeps was the name of the episode. But what I think most people are going to remember are the bleeps.
Yeah.
I truly believe that we have some fairly strong opinions about Keanu Reeves around this house, which is where the bleeping all came out, right?
Yeah.
But none of them are that really so strong that we need to be blurting out bad words, right?
Yeah. As
a general practice in our household, I think the people should know. We should clarify
that we
don't use bad words in this house.
We didn't say a real swear word.
Yeah, we don't. We may know what swear words are, but
we didn't say it. We never say it.
We never say swear words, right?
Yeah, we never say.
I mean, the extent of bad words in this house is like golly gee willikers and gosh darn. Dagnabbit. Right?
Yeah.
Right? We don't really – we don't say bad words in this house. That said
– You.
That said
– You get frustrated. You say bad words.
I don't say bad words.
Yeah, you do. You came tumbling into my room a few days ago and said a bad word.
No. Wait a minute. No.
You did.
This is spiraling out of control.
No. Yeah, you did.
I also feel like
when you got grumpy in the morning and you woke up too soon.
Let's clarify the clarification. I'm always grumpy in the morning. Right?
See, you always admit
it. Saying that I'm grumpy in the morning is like saying the ocean is big. In other news, the sky is blue. Dad is grumpy in the morning. And then it's just a crapshoot whether or not he comes out of it in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you're still grumpy in the afternoon.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes you are too.
Well.
Well, let's.
I don't get enough food.
Well, you do need a lot of food, man.
Tiny man.
All right, that really got out of control there pretty quick. Plus, I also feel like whatever happens in quarantine stays in quarantine. So if anybody were to blurt out a bad word. Fortunately, we have this bleeping mechanism. We can bleep it out.
Yeah.
I think all that said, though, I definitely think that we need to apologize for the bleeps you heard last night on the podcast. was really being unprofessional. And we are going to try like to tighten it up.
Yeah.
Over the next couple episodes, right?
Yeah, we're going to surely bleep it ups. And
we're going to, we're just, I think we're going to make an agreement here to give you the show that you deserve. Do you have anything to add, Griffin?
No.
All right. That's going to be a lot of bleeping.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
All right. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Hey, did you know that after today's podcast, episode 15, we will have created nearly 4 hours of content for the peeps.
Whoa.
4 hours. I would think that that could get you an A in third grade by itself.
By itself?
Yeah, if you turn this in as like a project with all of my notes.
Huh.
All right? I create a page of notes every night for this beautiful show.
Do you keep it?
Yeah, it's all on my computer. It's right now, it's 15 pages long, right?
Yeah.
And we got about another 6 weeks of this happiness / madness. And all right, that's goofy. All right, so I saw something on the internet today that made me want to create a new segment.
Yeah.
Okay. One of my favorite shows on TV is The Masters, but SportsCenter at 11 o'clock on Monday night is run by a guy named Scott Van Pelt. He's a brilliant guy. He has a pod.
Yes, the ESPN superstar.
SV pod. But we're not here to promote other people's pods. We're here to promote our pod. Just like last night we weren't around to promote the Nate Wright pod. We're here to promote our pod.
Yeah, Nate Wright, you're not a part of this.
Yeah, he is. He's a loyal listener.
He's a member.
He's a loyal listener. So anyway, he starts off this SportsCenter show with something he calls the best thing he's seen all day. And I think we need to integrate that into our podcast. So we're going to start off our pods every once in a while with the best thing we saw all day.
Yeah.
Right? Best thing I saw today. I think you have your thing.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Best thing I saw today, and this one's for the adult peeps out there.
Yeah.
Okay? Feel like I need to represent for the adults out there every once in a while. Because I know you'd be surprised that fart jokes and potty humor don't apply to everybody that listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
Just the goofballs that just spit up their Cheerios listening to us in the morning. That's going to come across really loud in the microphone. So I know your potty humor doesn't bring sweeping value to the Dad and Griffin Pod Nation. But it's true. I saw something today. One of my favorite actors, John Krasinski.
Tim Maroll.
No, John Krasinski. he's famously known for his role in The Office, right?
Yeah.
And also, most recently, Amazon Prime. He's Jack Ryan. Great show. He has a new YouTube show that he's making from quarantine in his house called The SGN. It's called Something Good News.
And he only talks about good news.
It's 15 minutes long. It's video, YouTube. It was
full of positivity.
It was full of positivity, and it was hilarious. And I really like him, and so he brought on like Steve Carell. He brought on a girl who was just recovering from cancer who came home to this six foot like socially distanced car line. And all he did for 15 minutes was talk about happy things. And I thought that was brilliant.
That was really cool. Like, I don't think someone in the world besides us and him would be able to talk about just good news.
Just good news.
Just good news.
I think that we're doing some good news here, right?
Yeah.
I totally agree. So, adults, check it out. John Krasinski, look him up on YouTube, SGN, something. It's like Some Good News is what he's calling it. It's a YouTube news production that he's putting together in quarantine. It's hilarious. What was your best thing you saw today?
On Instagram, Tiger Woods having a dinner. He was supposed to have the Masters dinner tonight.
The Champions Dinner?
The Champions Dinner, but he had it tonight, and everyone and his family wore green, and he brought, and Tiger wore his jacket, and
he, but where was he? Was he at Augusta, or was he at his house?
He was at his house.
Oh, so he did a quarantine and, champions dinner.
Yeah, and he brought his trophy out.
There was the trophy sitting on the middle, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a humble brag moment for him, but I thought that was really cool, too.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of twisted the dagger a little deeper, right? I mean, we wish that they were having champions dinner at Augusta like normal night, but it sounds like if everything goes according to plan, he'll be able to do that in November, right?
Man, you think of a lot of sayings.
I'm the sayings guy, right?
Ron Burgundy?
Yeah. So,
you said that too?
No. So, but the good thing about champions dinner is that he'll still be able to do it. Do you know... The Champions Dinner is one of the most...
I never knew it would existed.
Yeah, so the Masters is full of tradition, right?
Yeah.
You know what they say about it? A tradition unlike any other. Do you know what a tradition is?
Yeah.
What's a tradition?
You do it once and you do it again every single year.
Yeah, and to add to that, you're usually very good with those. To add to that, tradition means... Not only does it happen over and over, because that's kind of like a trend, which we've talked about on the show. Tradition means it's happened like a trend for a really, really, really long time, right?
Yeah.
Tradition means it goes all the way back to the beginning of time. Champions Dinner goes all the way back. And the cool part
was
about the
champ... Was Jack Nicklaus invited?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was?
Yeah, because he's won a lot of Masters, right? And so here's what happens. You get to... in this tradition, you get to pick what all the other champions eat for dinner.
Yeah.
Which is like really cool deal, right? It's not like, here's your menu, pick whatever you want. It's like, sorry, boys, I'm the champ.
I get to choose what's for dinner.
I'm choosing what we eat.
Don't give me catitude.
And I get to pick what's for dinner. So it got me to thinking.
Why are cats sassy?
Light bulb moment. And that's when the light bulb went off.
Hey, quick
if
joke.
You no, no time for jokes.
Aww.
If you, when you win the Masters, see what I did there?
Yeah. Full positivity.
Full positivity. When you win the Masters, what is your champion's dinner going to look like? So here we go. We have a drink, an app, a main course, and a dessert. You think you can figure that out?
Yeah.
Okay. So remember, nobody gets to choose. This is, hey, Griffin won the Masters last year.
And you don't give me catitude.
And this is what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go. What's your drink?
My drink is going to be Orange Crush Root Beer Float.
An Orange Crush Root Beer Float. Have you actually ever had one of those?
Yeah.
Is it amazing?
It's good.
How does orange and root beer work together? Good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Is it just the general theory that anything's good with ice cream?
Anything's good with ice cream.
Okay.
Because ice cream is good with anything.
So you're kind of going dessert on the front end too, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of bookending the night with dessert.
Yeah.
What's your appetizer?
Appetizer nachos.
Nachos. Like cheesy nachos, fully loaded.
Not cheesy nachos.
Cheesy nachos.
With sour cream.
Sour cream?
Yeah.
Okay, so far so good. This is a champion's dinner I think I want to be at. Main course.
Main course is going to be ribeye steak.
Oh, I like where you're headed now.
With French fries.
Okay. Pretty good. Pretty classic. Ribeye steak. That's one of my favorites, too.
You make it almost every night.
Oh, I don't. We don't eat ribeye steak every night.
Well, you make it like once a week.
Not even that much. I wish I made it once a week.
Well, you're good at it.
Well, thank you.
You're good at everything.
Oh, did you hear that, peeps? We're not bleeping that out. All right, dessert. Finish it off.
Dessert. I'm going to do caramel ice cream with gummy frogs, gummy worms, and Reese's Pieces and M&M's.
Oh, holy cow. That sounds amazing. Your champion's dinner sounds pretty darn good. Yeah. I love it.
Come on up. Come on in. I'll be rich by the end of it.
I love how... I kind of like how our best thing I saw today just worked.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It was pretty good.
All right. What
Chat
else?
Of the day.
What else? You had schoolwork today. You have a kind of a cool school project going on right now.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson.
It's like a research project, right?
Yeah.
So you have reading, writing, and research. Give us a cool fact about Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson, he, when African American people entered the Major Baseball League, he standed up for them and talked to let their coach be just for one person, African-American baseball player.
Yeah.
In the Major League.
Yeah.
Talk to the coach and to let him be on the baseball team.
Oh.
When Jackie Robinson was, like, really, really good.
What position did he play?
Shortstop.
Man, I'll tell you what. I really like that project for school. Nice work. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Is that going on the whole week? Or is it...
It's going on the whole week.
I like these research projects that you're doing. It's pretty cool. Is that interesting to read about?
Yeah, it is.
Because it's like history, right?
It's history.
Yeah.
Papa Sweet. Chuck. Shout out, quick shout out, Papa Chuck. Big fan of history.
Big fan of history. He does love history. You're right. You're right.
He loves books about history.
He does love books about history. You're right. I think that that's a cool thing to like. All right, let's get to it. We've got messages. Here comes our... Like I said, our North Star, our superstar, she's our everything star, Elizabeth, is back.
She's
back for more action. Here you go. Tuesday, peeps.
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin. It's me, Elizabeth. And I have two questions for you. Here's the first one. What is your favorite thing that you've ever built out of Legos? And also... What place do you really want to go to, but you've never been before? Answer those two on the pod. Bye! Hi, bye.
Elizabeth, you always bring the energy, sweetheart. You are the best. I love it. Monday, Tuesday, whatever day of the week, you're bringing it. Ready? Favorite thing you've built out of Lego?
A X-Wing fighter.
X-Wing fighter. So, Star Wars are like... That's a fun... That's
really common.
It's common, but it's really fun stuff to build out of Lego, right? Like, I feel
really
like...
It's really easy.
Yeah. It's easy when I'm building it for you.
Hey, you build the big... you build the big things for me. I build, like, the
We build
cheap
them
stuff.
Together, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
And then the second question, where in the world that you've never been would you really like to go?
We both agree on this.
Where should we be right this minute?
We should be walking the streets of Spain.
Right this minute.
Spain.
Sad question, happy question. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
But that is undoubtedly the answer. Shout out Spain. Shout out the fam in Spain. All right, State Farm joke of the day. You ready?
Yeah, we sponsored our joke of the day.
Joke of the day got sponsored.
Yeah.
State Farm joke of the day. Ready, go.
Yeah. Why did the frog, why are frogs only happy?
Always happy?
Yeah, always happy.
Why are frogs always happy? Why?
Because they eat whatever bugs them. You always do that.
Because they eat whatever bugs them.
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right. Boom, boom.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right. Shout outs. Go.
Shout out. I'm going to shout out.
What's the guy's name?
I can't even.
What's his nickname?
Gumby.
Gumby?
Gumby.
His nickname's Gumby?
Yeah, Gumby.
Do you have a story of why you're shouting out Gumby?
Because we met
his name is Chris Gumbach.
And we call him Gumby.
Call him Gumby.
And we wanted to shout him out because he's special. And he teaches, I think, the best, like, the one of the best hockey players in the world how to play golf.
Yeah, he teaches Patrick Kane how to play golf, right?
Jinx you, Minnesota.
We met him this winter at a Blackhawks game.
Yeah.
He's a golf professional friend of mine.
Yeah.
Right? And he was super nice. He's great with kids, and he's super nice to you. And he told you that he teaches Patrick Kane how to play golf. And you were like, oh, my gosh, you were
that
the coolest.
Special.
Might have finally met somebody cooler than my dad.
No. You just put words in my mouth. You're just putting words in
I'm
my
mouth. I'm shouting out for Hallie Happ tonight. Hallie Happ. I think she knew this, but she wanted to shout out tonight on the 15th episode, her favorite number 15 of all time, Patrick Mahomes. So this is for Sissy, our marketing director. She wanted to shout out Patrick Mahomes. Whether or not this ever actually gets to Patrick Mahomes, I don't know. But we'll shout him out anyway, right?
Yeah.
All right.
He, before the episode, you told me that it was creepy because it was the 15th episode and they have Patrick Mahomes as number 15.
It's, you know what? When you got something good going, the world just works in mysterious ways, right?
Yeah.
All right. Peeps, come find us on Twitter, at Dad and Griffin. Get us there or get us on Gmail, dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com. If you need us on the internet, go get us at Apple Podcasts. That's where we're hanging out. Remember, Anchor, we don't like. Spotify's hacked by the Russians. All the other ones are kind of questionable. Go get us on Apple Podcasts. Are you ready? Sign us off.
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps.